Thank you, David, and welcome dear colleagues from the European and transnational institutions and other guests to this Kangaroo Group Financial Services Working Party event. Now, I cannot profess to be an expert on today's topic, the finalization of the Basel III framework, a view from the BCBS. But from a cursory glance at the list of high-profile speakers, I'm guessing that this framework is of some importance and has much to do with the financial stability of the banking industry and indeed the European Union. So allow me to welcome senior officials from the Basel Committee on Banking Supervision in Switzerland, the European Central Bank in Frankfurt, and the European Commission's Directorate General for Financial Services. From my own chamber, the European Parliament, I welcome colleagues and now familiar MEPs who have worked ardently on the EU Bank Prudential Framework in its final phase. Colleagues Karas, Fernandez Alvarez and Giegold. In true Kangaroo spirit today, we have brought together members of the European Parliament representing from all political persuasions in seeking to finalize the Basel III provisions. If the last financial crisis of 2008 and the onslaught of the COVID-19 pandemic has taught us anything, it was the imperative of ensuring a robust and stable banking sector in Europe, a banking industry, both European and foreign, that is capable to financing the real economy, its SMEs and European households. The European banking sector is critical to the funding architecture in the EU compared to other regional blocs. Taking into account all forms of bank lending, the amount of bank financing in the EU represents 70% of the total amount of external financing for companies. In my view, a critical ingredient of the EU banking strength is its heterogeneity, consisting of banks of different sizes, allowing for breadth and depth. This is why the finalization of the Basel III framework needs to be calibrated with great care to ensure that upcoming changes to capital charges do not unintentionally weaken banks' operations. I trust that today's debate, including important views from the banking industry itself, will contribute to a balanced and robust banking environment into the foreseeable future. I wish you well in your deliberations. Thank you.